This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The 15th National Voters Day will be celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the national function in New Delhi. She will present the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal, along with the Chief Election Commissioner and the Election Commissioners, will also be present at the event. This year's theme, Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure, continues last year's focus on the importance of electoral participation and pride in voting. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has said that National Voters Day is not just an occasion to celebrate the inception of Election Commission, but also an opportunity to honour the very spirit of democracy. Mr. Kumar was addressing on the eve of 15th National Voters Day in New Delhi yesterday. He said, this year's National Voters Day is special as Election Commission of India completes 75 years of service to the nation.
आज दुनिया भर में चुनावों के संचालन में पोलराइज्ड कैंपेन्स, एक्सटर्नल इंटरफेरेंस और बढ़ते साइबर सुरक्षा जैसी चुनौतियों का दौर चल रहा है। चुनावी प्रक्रिया पर बेबुनियाद आरोप लगा के मतदाताओं को गुमराह करने का एक डेंजरस ट्रेंड विश्व भर में चल रहा है। लोकतंत्र हम सबका है, यह हमारी साझी विरासत है जिस पर हर भारतीय मतदाता को गर्व है। पिछले 7 दशकों से हमने मिलकर भारत की लोकतांत्रिक प्रक्रिया को मजबूती से संजोए रखा है। हमारे लिए आपका ट्रस्ट और ट्रांसपेरेंसी सिक्के के वो दो पहलू हैं जिन्हें हम कभी कंप्रोमाइज नहीं होने देंगे।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, youth exchange program cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of the Republic Day celebrations 2025 at his residence 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, the Prime Minister emphasized the importance of national unity and diversity, urging all participants to interact with people from different states to strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. He highlighted how much interactions foster understanding and unity, which are vital for the nation's progress. Mr. Modi emphasized that fulfilling duties as responsible citizens is the key to achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat. He urged everyone to remain united and committed to strengthening the nation through collective efforts. The Prime Minister encouraged youth to register on the My Bharat portal and actively engage in activities that contribute to nation building. During the conversation, the Prime Minister discussed some key initiatives of the government which are helping make the life of people better. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. The Madhya Pradesh government has banned the sale of liquor in 17 religious towns of the state, including in Ujjain, Mehar, Omkareshwar, Orchha and Chitrakoot. The decision was made in the state cabinet meeting held yesterday at Maheshwar in Khargone district, known as the holy city of Lokmata Ahilya Bai. This decision will come into effect on April 1. 47 liquor shops in 17 religious towns will be completely closed and these shops will not be relocated. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav informed the media about this decision. In Tripura, Chief Minister Professor Dr. Manik Saha has said that the country and the state will advance only when the youth of the country and state progress. He said youth are the real assets of a country and a state. He was speaking after launching the Tripura Startup Policy 2024 at Pragna Bhavan in Agartala yesterday. On the occasion, Chief Minister said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi always emphasizes on the youth's strength and their keenness on innovation and self-reliance so as to earn through means other than jobs. The Tripura Startup Policy would play a catalytic role in realizing their dreams of startup entrepreneurship venture. In the Indian Super League football, East Bengal FC defeated Kerala Blasters 2-1 at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Krirangan in Kolkata yesterday. A brilliant first half strike from Vishnu saw the hosts take the lead at half time before Hijazi Maher extended the advantage in the second half. And that is the end of this news bulletin.